With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability is updating Cayman's official list of notifiable diseases. Health Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, says the update strengthens our ability to respond swiftly and effectively to the evolving public health landscape. The ministry says Cabinet approved the update on March 12th. The new list sits under the Public Health Act 2026 revision. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hilary Wolf says the move is meant to strengthen early detection, reporting, and response to infectious threats across the island.
We know there is more we can do to strengthen our systems. By improving surveillance throughout Cayman, we can spot patterns earlier and better understand whether our public health programs are truly making the impact we expect.
The ministry is reminding clinicians to report suspected cases immediately to public health. In other news, the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage has postponed the groundbreaking ceremony at the George Dixon Park in East End due to inclement weather. The event had been scheduled for today, March 19th at 1:30 in the afternoon. However, the ministry's communications team says they will confirm a new date and provide an update once arrangements are in place. Finally, you only have 2 days left to nominate a young person for this year's Proud of Them Awards. Youth Empowerment Officer Imani Abdul-Jabbar.
Young Caymanians between the ages of 10 to 25 are eligible, and they can be doing incredible things in one of six awarding categories: academics, sports, business, culture, community service, or in their career. So nominations are open from March 1st, which has already started, and they close on March 21st at 11:59 p.m. So this is our final week for the public to submit nominations.
Youth Services Coordinator Camille Angel tells CIGTV while the program is coordinated by the YSU, the department doesn't handle the judging bit.
And while we do not judge the nominations, there is a selection committee. We collate those nominations that come from our community, and there are many, usually over 100 nominations.
Head to youthservices.ky/proudofthem before midnight on Saturday to get your nominations in. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. Airstrikes on key gas facilities in Qatar and Iran have caused energy prices to surge. Iran targeted Qatar's Ras Laffan complex in response to Israel's bombing of Iranian facilities on the world's biggest gas field, South Pars. President Trump has threatened to blow up South Pars if Iran strikes Qatari sites again. The head of Qatar Energy, the state-owned company that operates Ras Laffan, says the damage caused by the strikes will affect the site for up to 5 years. Saad Al-Kabi was speaking to the Reuters news agency. The Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda have agreed to ease tensions after talks in Washington. Earlier this month, the US sanctioned Rwandan officials for supporting rebels fighting Congolese troops. Chad has closed its border with Sudan after a drone strike killed 17 people in the town of Tiné. Officials say the drone hit a funeral on Wednesday evening and blamed Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces. The group denies involvement. The authorities in Comoros say 17 migrants have drowned in the Indian Ocean. They were trying to reach Mayotte, a French territory between Mozambique and Madagascar. The United States has confirmed that a proposed health financing deal with Zambia includes granting the US access to critical minerals. Washington is also reported to be considering withholding HIV assistance to pressure Zambia into signing the agreement. The United Nations says almost 1,000 human rights activists were murdered in Colombia between 2016 and 2025. The number has risen ever since the signing of a peace deal between the government and former guerrilla fighters. Indonesia's richest man, Michael Bambang Hartono, has died. He was 86. He was the co-owner of the tobacco giant Jarum. BBC News.